without a lunch.
I'm not eating. You want a cookie? We are going to item 15, presentation of cash flow report for the period ending December 31, 2014.
Okay, so included in your packet number 15, item 15 is the cash flow report for 2014. Previously in November, I had reported out on the cash activity for January through June. And the report in front of you reflects the additional months of July through December. I've provided a memo, I think maybe this is our third time around, a memo that summarizes the highlights of the cash flow, so I don't go through all the line item details that I did previously.
That was very helpful for me. So.
Yeah, I appreciate it.
So I try to cram it all in two pages. So hopefully it was informative for you. We did add a net external cash inflow, outflow line. So it's an additional third green line, and it's essentially just taking the outside cash coming into our system versus the cash that is leaving our system. And you'll see that as a third green line on the report. As noted on the second page of the memo, our net cash $18 million in the current year versus 13 in the previous year, and it's just basically due to timing differences. That's all I have.
Questions? Everybody's got their mouth full.
I got a question for you. Didn't we usually put the contra on this, the contra account on this?
That's a separate presentation. The MSA contra checking account. But okay. Actually, next month I'll be before the board on that.
Okay. So it shows that we operated at a plus for the 2014 17. Is that million?
Okay.
Over 12 from the year before.
Yeah.
Bottom line. There was one item, 25%, where was it? Here it is. Attorney fees, is that minus 25% from 13 to, from 14 to 13? They made less last year than the year before. Bobby, why was that? Is that because of the 187 stuff that went on?
We paid them less.
All right.
I got it.
Got a bill. It will be coming.
They were worth more, but we paid them less.
Yeah. All right.
Anything else?
Let me just ask Vicki. What would the report show that would make us unhappy?
If everything was red.
expenditures are red. And
but Some of those red items are not actual cash flows going out of the fund. They're just basically monies going to
They're capital calls. I guess when I got through reading it and lots and lots of numbers and they were here and they were there and up and down and it looked like we had a lot more cash coming in than going out. That feels good. But I from an action point of view, what is it we might see that would cause us to take an action? You might start out and you would have something like contributions, income.
Don just wants something to worry about.
Something other than contributions and income, total cash. And then we'd have expenditures, and if they were greater than contributions plus income, maybe we'd be concerned. I'm not even sure of that. What I'm trying to get to is what is it we know once we know all this?
Well, it's interesting you bring this up because Kurt and I have been kind of on the sideline talking about this report and the purpose of it. So essentially, what it's given you is just all the activity that's going on with our cash, the ins and outs, for you to see. Nothing else, it shows how busy we are in accounting, right? And tracking all this. But I think Kurt was kind of going somewhere with perhaps putting together a different kind of report for you that might be more useful.
Yeah, this report will always show that there's enough cash because if you need cash,
Right.
You tell Tim to sell some assets, and that shows up on that report as a distribution from an asset manager. So this just is, it summarizes all that activity. We were talking about the last meeting. Candace Anderson was asking about, well, we committed $25 million to these people. Did we write the check? No. It's just a fix. And when they need the money, they call on us, and we have to figure out where to get the cash from to do it, to sell assets. And this just shows the activity that's going on in accounting and investment. But the only time, I mean, if she's here to make this report, then that would be fine.
And if the lights are on so you can read the report, then you're still good.
John, I mean, this is a foundational document that will come up when we do the asset liability study, because we're in the process of going cash flow negative. Very common that we're positive. Well, we're positive on an annual basis, and we're negative 11 months of the year. That affects how we handle income producing assets going forward. So this will feed back into the ALM study that we're to work on this summer. It kind of sets the tone about how much risk we can take, how much money's coming in versus going out. But in terms of what would you see on here that would cause you to take action? Well, if you saw a dramatic change in our cash flow position, I would think that it would have been highlighted well in advance. But that type
of thing. Yeah. Well, that's where I'm going.
Tim, can you mention why 11 months out of the year it's negative?
Oh, I'm sorry. We get the prepayments from the county and from a lot of other
that one big month.
We get it in July. We're massively cash flow positive in July. If they start unwinding that.
So I think I've mentioned this before, and maybe this is where you were headed with this. This isn't of really much use to me because it's historical. To me, what would make more sense is the time that is going into this be spent on a future projection of cash flow, so that, you know, our investment team would sort of have an idea of when things are low, when things are high, and manage cash going forward better.
The problem with that is, you know, we don't necessarily know investments of what kind of cap calls or distributions are coming down.
It takes a lot of assumptions.
Yeah. You know, but, so then you think.
But that's better than surprises. I mean, big surprises, but we didn't at least put some thought into.
You know, huge cap calls, they're aware of that. They give us a heads up because we've got to make sure the cash is available. But
Deborah, I just comment that cash flow projections become a conversation in the process of the ALM study this summer.
It's a good report, but I just think it's historical data, and we get historical data in financial statements, and yeah.
Wheels are in motion.
Okay.
Stop giving it.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
Thanks, Vicki. Okay, what everybody's here for.